Hey everyone, it's been a while since my last podcast, and in this episode, I'm just going to be talking about what I've been up to. So, over the past month, a lot has happened. I recorded some videos for the Brush Hour Show, and if you don't know what that is, it is a fun little YouTube channel that my buddy John and I started back in January, and we just record videos of conversations that we have, and hope other people find it entertaining. I've also done some scrounging around at some thrift shops and garage sales just to find some things and set some things up for sale on online marketplaces to earn some money on the side. Most recently, this past weekend actually, I celebrated my 27th birthday with my family. And if you're wondering, yes, I have been having my quarter life crisis. In fact, I've been having it since I turned 25. And that's something that has been normal to me, and one way that I've found that has kind of eased those anxious thoughts down is just writing down what it is that you want to accomplish in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, your life, and then remembering that you're doing everything that you want to accomplish. And even though you're not there yet, everything that you're doing will only help you get there. And actually, there was a quote by Bill Gates that resonated with me pretty deeply. People overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. I think that's a very wise statement from someone like Bill Gates to say. And if you truly think about it, right, let's say, and I'll share an experience of mine. In the first year that I learned to play piano, I wasn't that great. But over time, after about 5-6 years, I got better and better, and yeah, you don't really notice the improvements that you've made until you truly think back on them. Anyways, I'm getting a little sidetracked, but so how I celebrated my birthday was by driving down to New York and spending the entire day with my family. We went to IKEA, we went to Long Beach, and this was actually the first time that I've actually ever been to Long Beach in New York, and it actually had a California vibe to it, and it was a nice blast from the past. And then we finally capped the day off at a Thai restaurant called Chabo, or Chaba, I don't really remember. And this was actually the first year where I didn't get a birthday cake. And that was partly by choice in support of veganism, and also partly because I'm lactose intolerant now. And actually, that's one of the many pro-earth choices that I've made this year. To list a few, I've started using tote bags, I've started walking wherever I can, biking wherever I can, and just buying more plants to stick around the house. I've also stuck to a plant-based diet for 4 months straight. I may have inadvertently eaten some eggs, but that's not the worst thing I could have done. I've also worked on forging new friendships by doing things that I like doing. And making new friends is something that you will find to be more increasingly difficult to do as you get older. And that's because you have to be proactive about it. You have to go out and do the things you like to do in order to find friends that you enjoy being around. And a friend actually once told me this quote, do the things you love to do to find the people you love to be around. Pretty wholesome sentiment, actually. And that's where I'll leave you guys. Go out there, do what you like to do, make the world a better place, and love people and love yourself. I'll catch up with you guys later. Thanks for tuning in.